You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, sadly, it is here. Final, eighth and final roadshow of this fourth roadshow season. We are on our way to New Hampshire and to Lake Winnipesaukee, along with the rest of you who are probably heading up there for the long 4th of July holiday weekend. And so we will see you tonight at the Nazwa, beautiful lakeside resort.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do pregame there up until 9:30 or 10 or whatever. And then tomorrow morning we are allowed, we've worked an agreement out, we are allowed to be on the dive. And I am asking that you arrive early via water transportation. Bring your boats, bring your jet skis, bring your raft, and bring your floaties. Mm-hmm. And cannot wait to see you tomorrow morning in Smalls Cove at the dive all morning long.
I have, for some reason, I want to go out on a limb and say that I think tomorrow is going to be an absolute ish show on the dive.
In a good way.
I don't know what way.
In a good way.
I have no idea.
You think there's going to be? You think it's going to be busy? Because attendance wise,
every road show we have is jam packed.
Yes. You should have seen how many people were in Gloucester, but you weren't there,
right?
But
I've seen the amount of people in Rhode Island and the
New Hampshire,
Hampton Beach
was huge.
So yes. I guess the question I have is this: because people generally show up early, how far is the dock of a swim to the sandbar?
Oh, good question.
Not that far, I don't think.
Because I feel like people are going to be swimming from there.
We have to go to the marina and then get your way out. But I'm sure that there will be. Our listeners are nothing if they are not friendly and they are not concerned about taking care of others. I'm sure that there are those who will be able to get you out, shuttle you out there via boat.
But I also think there are going to be some
swimmers.
Yeah, because the boats are going to be packed. You can't, we just don't have room left. And that's why I said, is it like a 20-yard swim from the dock to the sandbar? Where do you think Worm goes, you know what? Hell with it. I can make it.
I'm swimming in human feces.
Okay.
Holy hell.
I am not like a poop talk girl either. I'm not.
You got a lot of poop drops.
It's disgusting.
Are you on poop talk on TikTok?
No.
So yeah, I think it's, and we'll have boat leads. So we'll do guest boat leads,
right,
and we'll do all the stuff. We have some limited edition, one time only dive roadshow merch, which I believe the amazing Ashley will. She's going to set up a merch store on a boat.
Oh, cool.
So we'll have a boat merch store. And I think we're all going in bathing suits, right? I mean, is that what we're doing? Yeah. So
this is
going
to be so interesting.
No. Ken said he's wearing a two-piece.
I guarantee we get at least, I'd say over and under, I'm going to say over.
How many boats?
No, swimmers from dock to sandbar.
Yeah.
I'm going to say over 3.5 swimmers.
Swimmers or waiters, whatever the. however,
that's so, class.
You got the paddle boards. There are people who could take the. You could get it in one of those paddle boats. They have the floating tiki bars up there. Maybe you can hop on that thing and roll
I've been
over,
on one of those.
So,
those are fun.
Yes, Curtis.
And if you're out there, I have no idea how to put this together. I'm just an idea guy. But on your way to the show tomorrow morning, please video it. Video the start of the show.
Yes.
And send it to the show account on Instagram, because I think it would be awesome to do like a super cut of the show open with everybody in different boats' vantage point of what's going on. So,
in the Twitch chat, somebody says, Wiggy, this is exactly what the lawyers were worried about. Please ixnay on the. No, I think it's going to be great. Everybody's going to be in control. I thank everybody here at Odyssey, Mike Thomas, Mark Cannon, everybody. We worked everything out, and it's going to be a great way to end this roadshow season. So,
what time does the dive normally open up, though?
I think 11 o'clock or something like that, but. They're getting it they're getting everything going early up there, and we'll see you tonight. Nassau's great. Food is great at the Nassau. They'll probably have a band, and it's right there on the water. It's beautiful. So you can pull up there boat-wise as well. All right, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
Curtis, since the compromise that we reached was no winners on the boat, so no listeners on the boat with us, we'll have to come back from commercial breaks, rejoin-wise, with boat horns, I would assume.
Love it.
Is that the way to do that?
Totally.
Okay. All right. They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who built this city, whether they drive or construct or care for others. Please nominate someone when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. Shime, where do you want to begin?
Well, Greg, my lead this morning was about the Boston Bruins and their approach to free agency yesterday, around noontime yesterday afternoon. Well, Don Sweeney spoke to the media and talked about how this team will produce goals and actually score and how they'll be better in the 25-26 season. Here was Don Sweeney yesterday.
I think that's the area that we're going to have to make sure we're executing at, in the style Marco wants to play. If there's a deficiency of any club starting the year, you point to that and say, hey, this group's going to have to work hard to score the goals and put it together. They're all capable. Arvey's capable of scoring 20 goals. Geek's now capable of scoring 30. That doesn't mean I'm anointing them the high sides of their careers. But I do believe when you put the whole group together and what they're capable of doing, we'll score enough if we play the right way. And we'll defend a hell of a lot better. And I expect our goaltending to be significantly better.
Yeah, I mean, I brought this up earlier. It was clear to me that, I mean, that's an optimistic outlook from Don Sweeney, as you would expect.
Mm-hmm.
But they're banking on this team not scoring a lot of goals and being much better defensively. You brought it up during your lead. You sign a bunch of guys at $1.5 million, and you hope that they have career seasons.
Yeah, I just don't know where they expect to get scoring from. Like,
right.
David Pastrnak is, of course, like a walking 100-point season. That's
Geeky,
great.
They're expecting.
Yeah, but he's playing on the line with Pasta. So it's like, where are you getting? You're back to that old Bruins issue where it's like, okay, your first line will produce a little bit. But where are you getting scoring after that?
Your goal scoring.
Are you expecting Casey Mittelstadt to have 30 goals this year or something?
Your goal scoring has just been going down year after year after year. And now you remove Marchand from your team, which was one of your top goal scorers. And like Shime said, you really only have one goal scorer in Pasta. Where are you now? And then you just make a bunch of, bottom six signings. Like, where do you think your goal scoring is going to get better?
Well, that's what I'm telling you. They are banking on winning these games by being better defensively. So,
and they'll be better than they were last year defensively just because of health reasons. But that doesn't mean that they're going to be able to win a million games 2-0.
McAvoy should be healthy, or hopefully, cross your fingers all season.
Hopefully, Lindholm will be better.
Hamper.
Yep, and hopefully Zadorov will be better.
Nah, I can't count on that.
Well, no, I don't think you can count on anything when you're looking at your blue line. I mean, other than I think you feel confident with McAvoy, but
you have to hope Mason Lorai isn't like one of the worst defensive defensemen in hockey.
But you don't feel do you think people feel confident that Lindholm's going to have Hampus Lindholm, the defenseman, is going to have a bounce back season? And do people even feel like Elias Lindholm is going to be a huge contributor to goal scoring?
Well, but you also have that same issue because he's going to be on your first line. So,
yeah, so like Lindholm.
Shine brought it up earlier.
So. Again, the only thing you can count on with this Bruins team at this current moment is David Pastrnak's probably going to have about 100 points. That's the only thing on this entire roster you can count on day one. If he's healthy, he's going to get about 100 points, and that's about it.
What's next, Shine?
Well, Greg, next let's head over to the Boston Red Sox. As Curtis mentioned earlier, Craig Breslow constantly on Nesson. He wants to really, you know, set the record straight when it comes to the deadline. I think this is now the third time he's talked about this subject, the first time being on our show and now twice on Nesson. Here was Craig Breslow talking about the Red Sox approach to the upcoming trade deadline.
Well, I think all those tools, whether you're looking at ours, the things that are publicly available, they're telling us we need to win more games. And, you know, fortunately, there's a lot of games left between now and the deadline. But we came into this season with a very aggressive mindset, and we believe that we were putting together a team that was capable of making the postseason. We still believe that's the case. And so, you know, our heads right now are trying to figure out how we can improve this team and how we, you know, add in places to bolster the roster so that we can make that deep playoff run that we had anticipated.
Okay, he said add this time. I hate the word improve. Mm-hmm. Like, there's something fishy in Denmark when he keeps saying the word improve, Curtis. Am I right about that?
How about you just do it? Instead of joining every show in Boston the last week. Like, I find this to be so counterintuitive to what they've told us. Like, they've said all along, they have a plan, they haven't shifted organizational philosophy, all this stuff. Craig Breslow can say nothing between now and October, and if they win the division and make big deadline deals, nobody's going to ask him to do more interviews. He's been on how many different interviews? He did the Bradfo show. He did Section 10. He did our show. He's done 5 Nesson shows. Is this just because there must be ticket issues? That's the only thing I can come up with.
Well, by him doing this, what this means is now you are putting yourself out there on Front Street.
But he's not telling you that he's going to go out and aggressively buy.
He's saying they're going to go out there and they're going to be buyers.
I asked him the question straight up.
Yep.
Are you buyers or sellers? And he said, we're always looking to...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Improve the team.
Well, he said, no, we're going to improve the team for 2025. In my mind, that's we're buyers. He didn't say it. Yes, you're right. He didn't come out and say it.
Say it.
But there's a reason he didn't.
Yeah, and Curtis, of course there's ticket issues. They're doing Bravo Night. Like, they're doing all of these crazy nights.
Bravo Night. I would love that.
Wiggy and I are trying to get in on that.
I wonder what house...
Bravo Celebrities will be there, and there's a photo opportunity.
Oh, I wonder what Housewives are going to have.
I know.
If they have Atlanta Housewives, I'm all
Curtis,
for it.
Curtis, can I leave with you at 9?
I would love to hang out with Bravo Celebrities?
Who's going?
I mean, have you heard of BravoCon? It's huge in New York.
I have to watch Phaedra. Lindsay watches all that stuff.
Candy.
Candy, she's not on the Housewives.
Well, her daughter is on Next Gen.
So she could probably can get Portia.
Yes.
You can get the Rhode Island Bravo ones. But maybe they roll them out just for and then you'll get New Jersey.
Right.
The only good one is the one where the Mormons are always talking about threesomes. What's that one?
That's Salt Lake City.
Yeah,
Real Housewives. I'm sure you'll get some of those.
That's
Heather.
Or
are you thinking also about the Secret Life of Mormon Wives?
Yes,
that's not Bravo.
Right. No, that's not Bravo.
But that's what it is, right? Isn't it Real Housewives
of Salt Lake City?
Yeah, and
there's two shows right now.
We're Salt Lake City.
Yeah, in Utah.
Right. He was asking what the show. It's not Real Housewives of Utah.
No.
Well,
it's
I wasn't sure what the name is. But
there is a Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Yeah. So I wasn't sure if it was Utah. I didn't know if it was the Real Housewives because there's a Real Housewives of Orange County. Mm-hmm.
Well, the Mormons would be
New
in Utah.
Jersey's going to be. They'll roll those out. Is Teresa Giudice still?
Teresa, yeah. And her daughter Gia is on Next Gen
as well. Wait a second. You love Bravo? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I'm big on. But I'm only Real Housewives of Atlanta.
So I don't really know much about. You asked about the Giudice. She's in New Jersey.
I used to watch Jersey a little bit, but I kind of fell off.
Going to get like Ramona Singer and the New York girls, Countess Luann, maybe.
I was on the Jersey.
Countess Luann?
Yeah. Luann de Lesseps.
Wait, Chaim, are you a Bravo person also?
No, I just know them.
I feel like for men, maybe it's a guilty pleasure or something.
Well, I mean, I think guys like Below... Santo loves Below Deck.
Below Deck is the best.
Yeah.
Below Deck is tremendous.
That's Bravo.
They've had a lot of athletes on Below Deck.
Isn't what's the ones who just got pardoned? Aren't they Bravo as well? The Chrisleys?
Oh, yes. Keeping Up Chrisley.
Yeah.
They weren't Bravo.
They weren't Bravo?
No. Was it Keeping Up Chrisley? Chrisley knows
best. Are they
WeTV? No. I don't know what they were
also,
on.
Also, by 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, Below Deck is where you will find Jackson. I'm guessing. Anything else, Sean?
I have one more cut for you if you want it. This was Emmanuel Acho talking about the whole Caitlin Clark situation and being ranked the 9th guard in the WNBA. Here was Emmanuel Acho.
It is either delusion or it is jealousy. Because when you watch Caitlin Clark play the game of basketball, they don't treat her like she's the 9th best guard. They don't pick her up for full court like she's the 9th best guard. They don't blitz her after she crosses half court like she's the 9th best guard. They don't double team her like she's the 9th best guard. They don't foul her as though she's the 9th best guard. So to rank her as the 9th best guard leads me to believe it is either delusion or it is jealousy. That's what I'm led to believe. I can't suggest that it is, and I'm not speaking about an individual WNBA player. I'm speaking about the WNBA players, because how in the world do you vote her as the 9th best guard, though you treat her as the best, the second best, or as worst, third best guard?
Jealousy is an awful plague when it comes to this country, and that's all that it is.
And some people are trying to say, oh, well, she was hurt this season, so maybe they took that into account.
No,
they didn't take that into account.
It's just, I don't understand it, because... rising tide raises all boats. Like, she has helped the rest of that league become way more relevant.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And make way more money.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, people
they
all,
ought, they,
all,
they, like, they ought to throw hundreds Trumps at her sneakers when she walks in.
But I will say this, Greg. Like, the PGA professionals like Mickelson now say how grateful they are for everything Tiger did.
Yeah, they weren't saying it then.
In the early years of his career, there was a legitimate... just people, it was, I think that's kind of what spurred the initial Happy Gilmore, was that there was all these people coming to golf that hadn't been golf fans, and they kind of made fun of that in Happy Gilmore when he arrived and he brought in a big different clientele. Like, I feel like from Fuzzy Zeller up and down the list, many, many people were mad that this guy came in, was better, and got all the attention.
Happy Gilmore 2. The trailer actually looks pretty good. I worry about sequels because they mostly suck, but it looks pretty good.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm a Sandler fan, so I enjoy all his movies.
Also, the Jurassic Park movie, I think, opens tonight. That looks pretty good, too.
Yes.
Like, what is that, the fourth or the fifth one?
I think it's...
Jurassic World,
sixth
right?
One.
Is it that many? It looks actually pretty good.
Yeah, I just watched the first Jurassic Park for the first time weekend.
Oh, really?
Wow, what a treat.
Didn't like it.
What do you mean you didn't like it? That movie is one of the best movies ever.
I thought it stunk.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, Courtney.
Thought it stunk.
How can you think that movie stinks? It's a good movie.
I think it's like maybe if I had watched it when I was 10, I would have thought it was good, but it's like watching Jaws now. It just looks all so fake.
Yeah.
So maybe I would like Jurassic World.
It might.
Rebirth, the new one with the hell's her
ScarJo.
Name? Yes, yeah.
So the Harry Potter stan thinks that a movie about dinosaurs looks fake. Okay.
Yeah. Harry Potter looks real.
When did Harry Potter come out? Didn't it come out like the 90s?
Yes,
it did. No, 2000s.
Early 2000s?
Yeah.
Right. When did...
All right. That is They Said It. And we're going to get to today's news coming up. Chime for you with your impending nuptials. I believe that there's a news story today about the absolute perfect destination wedding for you and Lauren. So we'll get to that and the rest of the news next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.